We're a bit more frustrated on things, work, life in general, but it's no reason to take it out on other people and colleagues and participants and other players and referees who give up their time every single week for the benefit of many millions across the parks and grassroots game of this country. These statistics tend to mask and mirror the really good benefits of the game, which are the health, the social inclusion, getting fit, the mental well-being, networking, meeting other people, the challenge of sport in itself as well, and the great camaraderie that comes with it. And we need to get back to that. I think that the referees and participants themselves, and that includes spectators, are becoming less tolerant. So they are reporting more instances, which is a good thing, especially with the discrimination cases, and we're up to about 40 discrimination cases already this season, which again is 40 too many. All we're saying is obviously to stop and think, accept the punishment, whether you agree with it or not. Count to 10, breathe. Players have decisions to make throughout a game, and obviously they have a responsibility to stop and think about their actions, some of which could lead to criminal prosecution.